Dubai, one of the biggest boom cities over the past few years, it may be going under. They may default on $60 million in loans. Dubai's and Abu Dhabi's main stock market slumped this morning. There is fear of a bank run in Dubai. We're joined now by the BBC's Middle East business reporter, Jeremy Howells. Good morning. You join us from Dubai, Jeremy.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
So is there a bank run going on in Dubai, as people had feared?
No, the bank run didn't happen. I've been around the city this morning, and there aren't long queues of people behind banks. That's queuing up to get their money out. That's because the central bank here in the United Arab Emirates moved very quickly to set up a special fund to reimburse any banks which had losses through Dubai World's non-payment of debt. That reassured the depositors at banks that you know, there wasn't any danger, and so that's one problem which has been averted. You're talking about the slumps on the stock exchanges here,
right?
In the first few minutes of trading at 10 o'clock our time, Dubai financial market instantly fell 7%. Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange fell by 8%, and the worst sectors hit. The sectors hit worst were the banks and property development companies. The banks, because people didn't know who had exposure to Dubai World's debt, which it wants to put on standstill. The property development companies, because of course they're the ones which need credit. They're the ones which need credit to build all of Dubai's towers, and of course with Dubai's credibility injured, it's unlikely that they're going to get so much cash in the future.
Well, you're there, Jeremy. What is the mood there? Are people sort of in anxious waiting mode at this point?
Yeah, it splits two ways. You must know that, I mean, there's so much of Dubai is made up of expatriates, either from Europe or North America or from Southeast Asia. And the mood amongst them is they're very, very worried about whether, you know, they're going to lose their jobs, whether Dubai is going to collapse economically over the past year. Some of them very pessimistic, but others thinking, well, you know, Dubai is still a strong economy. It can pull through this.
Oh.
As far as the Emiratis are concerned, they're extremely angry. They think the whole of this crisis has been sensationalized. They think they don't deserve this bad publicity. They think that there's a conspiracy going on in the Western world to knock it off its pedestal, mostly out of jealousy.
Okay, that's the BBC's Middle East business reporter, Jeremy Howells, joining us from Dubai. For more details on this story and to help us understand really what's going on, we're joined by Landon Thomas, financial correspondent for our partners, The New York Times. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
So, first of all, let me ask you, how connected Dubai is with the rest of the world? If Dubai, they've warned they need an extension on, the Dubai world needs an extension on their loans, their $60 billion worth of debt. If they end up in default, how does that affect us here in the United States?
Well, let's put it this way. It's not a Lehman Brothers by any extent, and it's not like the subprime crisis where you had a plague of toxic securities just going throughout the world. It's fairly localized. It's a big problem in Dubai, and it's a big problem for broad confidence within the region. But banks, mostly European, have about $130 billion exposure there, and that's just really a drop in the great pool of bank assets around the world. So it's not something that's going to explode the world financial system like Lehman Brothers did. What it will do, though, is create this uncertainty on the part of investors, one that was already growing before this happened, about the ability of indebted governments all over the world to pay what they owe. And that could be a country in Europe like Greece, could be in Italy, it could be other emerging markets with big debt burdens like Latvia. But it creates this sense of surprise, because this was a shock in the end that, well, in some cases, maybe some governments or quasi-governments can't pay their debts. And that's something shocking for investors all around the world, because this is a system that's based on trust, and that's been rattled to some extent.
And you have the added dimension of oil, Landon Thomas, a financial correspondent for The New York Times. I mean, Dubai doesn't have oil itself, but it's so bound up with the Emirates. Are we seeing the limits of oil-based sovereign wealth funds to bail out extravagant projects like Dubai?
Dubai doesn't. It built this whole city on debt, and its neighboring emirate, Abu Dhabi, which is also sort of runs the UAE, is the one that has the oil. So when the bailout comes, and to some extent it will come, it'll come from Abu Dhabi. But yeah, I think there is a sense that you just can't spend and build willy-nilly forever, and then when it doesn't work out, go and say, well, we got a problem here. I mean, it's kind of like General Motors, and that to some extent it's management, it's strategy, and the people in charge have to take the consequences. And I think that's what you're going to see in Dubai, that Abu Dhabi, which runs the show, is going to extract a pound of flesh from Dubai, as well as the bankers, because they were all in this together.
Well, we're talking in Dubai about an economy that's an $80 billion economy that's founded almost completely, as we alluded to, on tourism and real estate, and the bet that they'll become a financial center. So if that's not going to happen, if they don't become a tourist center, if the Dubai world does not succeed, what does Dubai fall back on?
Well, I think it's not going to be an apocalypse, because there really is enough in the end in the area and Abu Dhabi to sort of keep this thing afloat. They're just going to have to take a step back, and they can't just keep on putting up apartment buildings based on debt just for the sake of putting up apartment buildings. Mm-hmm. That's basically what has been going on here. And so I think they'll pare down like most of the world has done, whether you're a consumer or a house or a homeowner, you're going to pare down. It doesn't mean you go away, but you'll have to sort of restrain and pull back. And that hasn't happened yet in Dubai, and it's going to have to happen. But Dubai as a center, as a commercial center, as a financial center, will still be there. It'll just be perhaps a little bit more humble.
All right. Landon Thomas, our financial correspondent for our partners, the New York Times, joined us from London. Thanks so much, Landon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It'll be more like Monaco, maybe, than, Zurich.
Well, yeah, that's not too bad of a comparison. Coming up in just a moment, from The Wire to The Road, actor Michael K. Williams is going to join us to talk about his roles and where it isn't clear who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. Stay with us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.